Okay, good morning. Masech Chulin Daf Kuf Kaf Vav. Okay, we're fast approaching the end of this Masechet. Eh? How many Daf left to go here?
Probably about 2 days.
2 days for Pesach. So what do we? Wow.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. So we're starting here. Kesav Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara answered by saying, "Kesav Rabbi Yossi, Tuma Tumuna Eina Bokaat." Okay, that concealed Tuma doesn't burst through up to the heavens, right? So and the question was, Uminatimre, where did he get this? And here comes the proof that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumah Tumuna Eina Bokaat. Often in these sugars, they get so entangled, we forget what the question is. That's why we get the question is, how do we prove that Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that Tumah Tumuna Eina Bokaat? So the problem is a long proof. Now we got a Mishnah. I think it was the bright text, right? Mishnah Shas says the brighter. Tevat HaMikdash Yesh Ba Poteach Tefach. Ve'en B'Yetziata Poteach Tefach. Okay, now I drew a little picture here to myself. Okay, so then we're talking here like imagine a chest of drawers. Imagine like a cabinet with like lots of like little containers, like little compartments in it. Now the compartment itself has got at least a tefach. We'll see, now Rashi is going to discuss just now. We'll see in the next daf. When we're discussing this tefach, we're not just saying like, we're talking about a tefach cubed basically. Okay, it's a tefach by a tefach with a heart of a tefach. Okay, so the surface area is a tefach by a tefach and a heart tefach. So it's a tefach cubed. That's what we mean when we say tefach tefach. So this compartment has got is the measure of a cubed tefach, but the door to it is smaller than a tefach by a tefach. Okay, you got it? So that's what we're talking about. So we've got this tevat migdal sheesh ba poteach tefach, ve'en b'yetziata poteach tefach. Okay, so the door isn't, the opening isn't a tefach. Okay, look at Rashi there quickly. The fourth or fifth line from the bottom of Rashi there. Tumah b'tocha abayit tameh. No. Sheyesh ba. Here, the Rashi above that. Sheyesh ba. B'chalal poteach tefach. In the cab. What's it? Chalal is the word I'm looking for. Is the? No, but there's a word for it. The cavity. I think that's the right word. Right? The inside, right? This area is a poteach tefach. Rashi says, La b'mishnadi adalo. Sheyesh ba poteach tefach. The law havia tumah tumuna. In other words, the tumah is not tumuna. It's not that, remember we said, if there's at least a tefach, so it keeps the tumah. It's not the tumah is not concealed within this little confines, but not like it's wrapped, like the piece of meat squashed into an area with nothing around it. There's airspace. Right? So it's not tamun. V'ayim b'yetziyat talg Rashi, b'chor petach, in the chor, the opening to put the, of it, right? Ain bo tefach. There is no tefach. It was the hole is not a tefach. But if you put your hand into the space inside the actual cavity itself, the compartment is a tefach. Okay, so in a case like that, tumah betocha, says the brighter, the Tanakama. If there's tumah, this meat inside this compartment is tamei, habayi tamei. Now it's inside the room. Imagine like that Aron Kodesh there. Okay, imagine you put it inside there. It's got a tefach. It's in the room. It's inside that door. The whole room becomes tamei according to Tanakama. Tumah babayit. But now if the tumah is in the bayit, in other words, the bayit is mahil on top of that cabinet as well, masha betocha tahor, it protects what's inside from becoming part of the house. Okay, you got it? So if there's tumah in the room, in that cabinet, the whole room becomes tamah, the tumah goes out. But if there's tumah in the room, it doesn't go into the cabinet. All right, look at Rashi over here. Masha betocha tahor, why? Hoyo v'ein b'yetziata poteav tefach, very important this. Got to understand what's going on here. Why does the Rashi before that? Sorry. Tumah betocha bayit tameh. Afa pishe pitcha katan. Even though the opening of this little cabinet is small. The first time. Mipnei derech tumah. Because the tumah, how are you going to get the tumah out of this cabinet? You're going to take it out of the cabinet through the door and you're going to walk it through the house. So basically, the tumah is ultimately going to come into the house, right? So therefore, it's already metame the house. Right, al korchach sofa says Rashi, latzeit derech petach zeh. How else can you get it out? You take it out, right? Lefichach metamei miyad derech yitziata umidarabanan. It's only derabanan, not doraita. But since you're going to end up having to take it out of that box and walk it through the house, it's going to have to go through the house eventually. If it's really gone through the house, it's metamei. Ah, so why isn't if there's tumah in the house metamei into the cabinet? He says like this. Because hoil the ain betziata potea tefach, because he hasn't got a tefach open. Vare ain so for, and there's no guarantee that you're going to end up sticking a bit of tumah mate into the cabinet. So because the petach is not a tefach, it isn't joined to the house, and because you don't have to put meat into it, therefore there's no guarantee meat will go into it. There's definitely a guarantee meat's going to come out of that house, out of that unit, into the house. Got it?
You could actually move the cabinet without opening it out of the house.
You could, but it's a big cabinet. Okay, somewhere along there, Rashi actually says that. To be honest with you, there's somewhere he says there, I saw Rashi, where he actually says, you mentioned that Abim Sa'ah, Michael? Does he mention it? I saw Rashi, there is a Rashi docket. Michael just said now that it's Abim Sa'ah, it's a big unit, it's a big box. So it's not so simple to move. I did see a Rashi, okay, Michael just mentioned, I'm just saying, he's obviously got it in a note there, but I did see it somewhere. There is a Rashi, I might have skipped it over, which says that we're speaking about a big migdal. Is it the Tosfot, maybe?
Tosfot explains the cabinet is one that's made to remain safe.
Yeah, I remember. I definitely saw something. Is there quite a Tosfot there? I saw a Tosfot there. There's definitely a Tosfot. I saw in one of the Mefarshim said it. Okay, there are a few Tosfot here which I wasn't going to read, although they're actually quite interesting. Okay, so he quotes the Tosfot. Okay. There's okay. Let's count. Maybe we're talking about a big Tosfot, but that's a good question. Maybe we're talking about a big Tosfot. One of these three Tosfots, yeah. Okay, it doesn't matter. Tell me, I feel like I'm going to go. Okay, so Michael says, you said it's a Tosfot. Okay, so that's the Tosfot. So now, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, remember our proof is that Rabbi Yossi says that tumet tumuna einabo ka'at, remember? That it doesn't go out. Rabbi Yossi metaher. So what's going on over here? Tanakama said, tumet betocha, if there's tumet in the cabinet, the house is tameh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the house is tahor. Why is the house tahor? Look at Rashi, yeah? Betocha bay tumet betahor. The second last lines of Rashi. Rabbi Yossi metaher. Sorry, third one, like a mefarish. The Shema ain't so far latzeit. Who says it's definitely going to come out? We said, what was the reason Tanakama said that the room is, that the house is tameh? Because it's definitely going to go through the house. Maybe it won't go through the house. Look what Rabbi Yossi says over here in the Gemara. Mipnei she'achol hu letzotzia lechatzain. He could, in theory, chop up this tumeh in the cabinet into less than a kezayit. Less than a kezayit now is a metameh. So he could chop it up into small pieces in the cabinet. When he walks it through the house, there won't be one piece of kezayit. So what is he metameh? Or he says, all the sorfa bimkomo, could actually burn it in its place. Right? All the sorfa bimkomo. There was a Tosfot over here that said that it's also to burn it, but he says that people aren't all experts now. But let's not get involved in Mark Tosfot. Okay. Look at Rashi here. Okay. So now, and that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Uketani Seifa. Now, what's the end of this brighter?
It refers to it as a Mishnah.
The Gemara says Mishnah, but look at Mishnah Shas of the Hay there. Look at Mishnah Shas Hay there. He says there in Bet, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I quite, you know what? I got confused. There, I read the wrong Mishnah Shas. There he says Shukhul Matanya. You're right, sorry. Hay is a Mishnah in Oalot. Correction. Right, it's a Mishnah in Oilot. Okay, I thought I read the wrong Mishnah. Okay, it's a Mishnah. Right, okay, Tani Sefer, thank you. And the Mishnah at the end says, He'emide bepetach, if you now put this cabinet at the door to the house, no longer in the middle of the room, you got five guys together and you moved it, okay? And it's now at the door to the house, bepetach, upitcha lachutz, and the openings are facing outwards, not facing into the room, okay? Tum'ah betocha, if there's tumah inside this cabinet, habayit tahor. There's not Rabbi Yossi here, this is Tanakama now speaking. Tum'ah babayit, mashi betocha tahor. Okay, so you've got a different situation now. When can Tanakama say that what's in the cabinet metame the house? If it's in the middle of the room, if it's at the door, and the pen and the openings of this cabinet are facing outwards, doesn't enter into us all, because stay up, go to Tanakama. Why was it Matame in the first place? Because it was going to walk through the room. If it's at the door now, if you take it out the cabinet, where does it go? Straight out the room. Doesn't come into the room, therefore the room becomes Tame. Okay, look at the Mishum Ma Ikri Tmuya Ha Tumat Ohel Leika. De Yesh Ba Poteach Petach Velo Tmunahi U Mishum Yetziah Nami Lo Metame Da Ha Ein Yetziah Lifnim. Okay, those are the answers of that Rashi explained. So now, V'tani Allah, but nonetheless, right? What did we learned a brighter, right? We learned a brighter on this Mishnah. And what does Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, Metaher. So now we've got a problem here. Rabbi Yossi says, Metaher. If we're talking about the safer of our Mishnah, the Tanakam also says, Metaher. You with me? So when the brighter said, on this Mishnah, we got a brighter that says, Metaher. So Gemara says, Ahai. What was Rabbi Yossi talking about when he said, Metaher in the brighter? Ilema Asefa. If we're discussing now at the end, yeah, this last part we just saw, Tanakam, and Amit Tahorei Kemetaher. Even Tanakama says that it's Metaher if it's standing at the doorstep. So what was Rabbi Yossi speaking about? Ella, we must be speaking about the Ka'amar Tanakama Tum'a B'tocha B'aytame. In the first case, the ratio of the brighter, of the Mishnah, and he said there, that if there's Tum'a in the cabinet, the house is Metame, right? For one of two reasons. Imishum de derech Tum'a Latzeit, either because ultimately the Tum'a will go through that room. Ve'imishum de Tum'a T'muna Boka'at, or maybe because Tumuna Bokat, if it's concealed, it goes up to the sky. And remember, Rabbi Yossi, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yossi says Tumet Tumuna Eina Bokat. And he's Cholek on Tanakama. Tanakama says if it's in the room, it is Metamei. Rabbi Yossi says Metaher. Why? Either because it's going to go out. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we can burn it or cut it into half a kazait, therefore, why would Metamei if it goes through the room? Or maybe another reason, because he says Tanakama says Bokat, and Rabbi Yossi says Eina Bokat. You with me? That's a possibility. Look at Rashi very quickly. Ella. And Shama le Tanakama de Ka'amar Habayi Tame. When's a Bayi Tame? Kol Heche de Mishkachat Chada Mihenech Trei Tame. We found one of the following two reasons. Imishum Derech Tumah Latzeit, because the Tumah will go out, like we said. Could go on Reisha, the Yeshma Poteach Petach. The Ein Kan Tumah Tumuna Ele Mishum the Sofer. Because not Tamun. It's in the cabinet, there is a Tefach cubed. And but why is it Tame? Because ultimately you're going to have to walk through the room. Ve'imishum the tumah tumuna bokat, or maybe because Tanakama says that is tamun, and therefore it is bokat. The pop goes out. Midrakad reisha yesh papa poter petefach. Ve'tana, and we learned the sefer Allah he midah petach u'pitchal achutz abay tahor. Because we're saying it's got a petach, but in the end of that bright mishnah we said if you stick the cabinet at the end of the room, the door's facing outside. Ushmeina minay timer. What's the reason there? The yesh ba poter petach the ain kan ohel tumuna. Ohel Tumet Tumuna. And so then he's saying by process of elimination, look what's going on over here, he's saying there Tanakama says that cabinet, if you put it at the door, it doesn't make the house Tamek or Tanakama. Why? Because it's got a Tefach and it's not Tamun. So in other words, what was Tanakama's conditions for it not making the house Tamay when it was standing at the door, at the entrance to the room on the outside? Because it wasn't Tamun, right? He says, ein ba poteach techa. Therefore, Tanakama is telling us that if there wasn't a tefach, afilu hemide bepetach upitcha lachutz, right? Im ein ba poteach tefach, even you stuck it at the door, habayit would be tamei bibneshe tum'ah tmuna bokat. Vahave keilu mutere bekarka bayit, vahabayit ma'il aleah. And on that, ukam Rabbi Yossi de kamart derech tum'ah latzeit, that was the first answer to the question of if it's in the middle of the room, and now if it's at the entrance of the room, or to come out, tumat tumuna bokat, tumat tumuna eno bokat. We also say even then it's tahor. Why? Because even tumuna wouldn't bokat. Let's just go back and understand for a second. There's a little bit of a problem over here. Because we're saying that had a tefach, remember? If you understand my problem, right? Let's understand the diuka in Rashi. When we learned in the Brighter that Rabbi Yossi says Metaher, she says, let's go to the Sefer. And what's the Sefer? He emine bepetach upitcha lachutz habayit tahor. And it's tahor. Why? We heard from, understood there, the yesh ba poteach tefach. The ain kan oil tumet tumuna. So therefore, if we medayik in that, if ain ba poteach tefach, Tanakama is telling us, why is it tahor? Because yesh ba poteach tefach. You got that? Look at the brightness, the cipher there. Amidu bepetach upitcha lachutz tumah betocha abayit tohor tumah tumah. Look at Rashi Aviya. Tumah betocha abayit tohor tumah. Mishu maikri tumah ha tumat oheleike. The yesh ba potach tefach. You see that Rashi there? Go back to the previous Amud. Rashi added in something which we sort of skipped over, but it's kind of a critical. Rashi says, when it's standing at the entrance to the door, yesh ba potach tefach. It's got a potach. The door to this cabinet is a tefach. So now it's facing the door. Rashi says, if it never had a tefach, then it would be metame, even if it was standing at the door facing outwards. Why? Because tumuna boka'at. To make the room tame. Rabbi Yossi says, on that, even if it hasn't got a tefach petach of a tefach, it still wouldn't make it tame. Why? Because Tanakama says the reason that it makes it petach is because bokat. I'm saying ain't a bokat. Yeah, we just proven now, which we said at the beginning, that Rabbi Yossi says tumet tumuna ain't a bokat. And here's the proof, and that's the sefer of the which we're referring to in the brighter. To that sefer, the diuk is that Tanakama says when isn't it metame if there's a petach of a tefach. If there isn't a petach of a tefach, says Rashi, then Tanaka would say that it is metame, and on that, Rabbi Yossi says, ain't no metame, because even then it still wouldn't be tame, because he says, ain't no bokat. You with me? Clear, Robert? Okay. Okay, there's a finish with our proof. It's another Gemara Slakas. We've got a steer here between Rabbi Yossi. We can put one of us against the other. It's none. Right, we got a Mishnah in Ohalot. This is Ohalot Perek Yud Aleph. And there was Ohalot Perek Dalet. Okay, so seven prakim later on. Hakelev Shachal Basar Meit. Now, a dog ate a piece of tumah meat of Nevada, right? Umeit Hakelev. And now the dog died, right? We're familiar with the story there, right? Dogs do die. That's right. Zecher Nishmata. Okay. Right, and dogs do die, right? Umeit Hakelev. Now, look at Rashi over here. Hakelev shachal basar meit umeit hakelev. De'ilu chai, if the dog was alive and had this tamei meat in its stomach, or in it just swallowed it, it's still in its throat, afilu nichras labayit, even if it walked into the house, habayit tahor. Why? Because we learned that ayinam aleph a long time ago. K'darim behema makshin et perik, the tuma hablu'a bebalei chayim, tuma that's inside a bal chayim, a human being or an animal, Eina metama. Remember we learned that? That inside a live person is like extraterritorial. It doesn't exist. The tumor doesn't exist. It's swallowed up. Right? So if Elwood was just telling us, if the dog was alive, this question wouldn't exist. What happens is the dog ate the tumor, walked into the house and dropped dead. Okay? Umutal ala askupa. And where is this dog lying? On the porch, on the stoop, like on the, what do you call it, askupa? Like, what's the word? On the threshold. Right. Like, right. In other words, like, under the door, under the doorway. Right there, like under the doorway. When you carry the bride over there, what's it called?
Threshold.
The threshold, thank you. So it says over here, right, we look at Rashi, but it's important here. Umutal ala askupa v'tzavaro lifnim. And its head is facing inwards. Whereas the body's lying with its tail facing outside and the head facing inside. Okay, and this seems to be significant. Rabbi Meir Omer, im yesh betzavaro poteach tefach. Rabbi Meir says, because now this dog is dead, so for all intents and purposes, the dog now is basically like a chest of drawers. And it's holding a piece of tumah inside it. Right? So now the question is there tofeach tefach? Is the petach got a tefach? So it's not satum? Or is it tumah satumah? Okay? Got the analogy right? But Rabbi Meir goes a little bit further. Rabbi Meir here, we'll see Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi uses the Lashon of Lechumra and Lekula.
It's not that dog tumor anyway.
No.
It's in the Vela.
If you touch it.
No, it's too much. It's not all that.
Well, wait a second. Is a dead dog in a house, does it come in the house?
No. But if you touch it, right?
Touch a dead dog, are you tamei?
The difference between nevela and olalot, well. Is it considered nevela?
Don't know. It's a trophy animal.
I'm saying there's a difference between
my guide, my sign, or hell.
Yeah.
Maybe we said yesterday, maybe not. Also, Rabbi Yossi said maybe order my guide the same thing. That was exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, but generally.
Generally, if I must, that's a good question. The dog over here, the dog doesn't seem to be a problem at all. The dog
has not put up with what's inside the dog.
Yeah, if it was a cow,
it can't be.
I'm arguing. I'm not having an opinion. I'm stumped.
I have this question.
Yeah, I'm stumped. But it's a good question, though. Robert's saying it's in an availer, isn't it? In other words, so it should. I don't know. Okay, let's ignore that for a moment. Let's pretend that it's not a problem, though. A dead dog.
I'm saying, if it was a cow, it wouldn't cost too much in the whole house.
Yeah, because it's only a sheretz wood.
Okay,
sheretz. But why is a sheretz and a dead body? No, in the room. With Tame the oil. It was Mahil Alav. But it's a gazait. Is a dead dog no less an availer? Dunno.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
I'm saying, even if it is an availer.
So, but why is a dead dog any different to a sheretz? Not one of the shratzim, I suppose. The Torah says shratzim. You're right. Okay. That's a good answer. Thank you. That's a good answer. Okay. So he says, yeah. So now we've got this. Now Rimeir says as follows. Rimeir says, "Im yesh betzavaro poteach tefach, rochav tefach betzavaro." Okay. The width of a the width of it in tzavaro. Mevi et atuma. So now look at mevi et atuma. Mishum de dofno. Okay, ha'elyon, meaning the body, the upper side of this animal. Ma'hil alatuma, v'rosho hasheni mamshich ha'oya lebayit. Remember, because now where's the meat, so to speak, is like in its body. It's in the stomach, right? And the stomach, remember, the head is facing in the house, and the stomach is under the mashkof. So it seems like the head here is the body's ma'hil over this meat, and the opening is in its mouth. And the petach here of its mouth has got a tefach in it, and that brings the tumah into the house. With me? I think that's what it's saying. Right? It says, yeah, maybe that tumah mishum de dofno. That's definitely that. Ha'ilo ma'hil ala tumah. V'roshu ha'sheni mamshich ha'ov v'yotza derech piv labayit. There we are. It goes through the mouth into the house. V'afal gav. Look at this. This is important. De'ein la ohel shechalelo tefach. Even though there isn't an oil here, whose cavity is a tefach, Sav Rabbi Meir, de mamshich hoyel v'rochvo tefach. In other words, because it's wide enough, in other words, Rabbi Meir is including the meat and the bones and the skin and the whole neck into this measure of tefach. In other words, the actual halal, the net space inside that is not a tefach, the gross area is a tefach. Okay, and that's lechumra. We'll see, Rashi will call that lechumra, as opposed to lekula, when we say we have to have, the cavity has to be a tefach. You with me? The difference. Here by saying that the whole neck, not just the cavity of the tefach, is a chumra. We're saying, there's already a tefach here, so tumah's coming out, but the tefach includes the skin, the actual cavity of the mouth of the animal, the neck of the animal, the throat, is not a tefach. You with me? So we'd be more machmi. Okay. So now, v'im lav, here he says over here, v'im lav, right? Ein or maybe, look at Rashi here, t'chol she'ein bo rochav tefach, he hasn't got a tefach, eino ohel kiditnani ohalot. Now here says Rashi, tefach, al rom tefach meruba mevi etatuma. So you got one by one, which is the surface area, right? One by one, one square tefach, berom, the heart has to also be a tefach. So you've actually got a tefach cubed. That's what we need. That's the area that you need to have tefach. It's a tefach cubed. Rashi says, al rom tefach meruba, square. Right? So it's basically a square, it's like a cube. Okay, that's what we're looking at.
It's a nefach of a tefach.
A nefach of a tefach. Okay? A nefach of a cube tefach. Right. Yeah. Two tefach cubed.
Yeah. Well, that's right. A nefach.
Yeah. Okay. But nefach of a tefach cubed, which nefach, is more than a...
Definition is volume.
Right. Nefach is volume, but I'm saying, but volume could be of a square. You're right. In other words, you have to have three dimensions to get it. You're right. Nefach of a tefach of a petach. Right. That's like a tongue twister. It's like a nefach of a tefach of a petach. Okay. This care. Right.
Betach.
Okay, right. Rabbi Yossi now says no. But we had Rabbi Yossi. So we just saw a second ago that Rabbi Yossi proved that if it's Eino Bokat. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, you see the four pins in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ro'in. Look at the Shittim HaKubetzet. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ro'in et HaTuma Mekeneged HaShkof. We see the Tuma is actually being opposite the Shkof there, being the doorpost. velifnim, if it's keneged hashkof velifnim, there and in the house, abay tameh. If it's keneged hashkof velachutz, abay tameh. In other words, we see where most of the animal is. If the animal is in the shkof and more in the house, tameh. If the shkof and out the house, the bite is tahor. It isn't metameh. Look at Rashi Avia, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now, here's very important. Kasal kedach. This is a havamina. We're thinking at the moment. This is how we understand Rabbi Yossi. It's going to change. But at the moment, one thing Rabbi Yossi says, Dahachi ka'amar. The kasal kedach, dahachi ka'amar. This is what we think Rabbi Yossi says. But kin begufo et mekomatumah. We look in the body, where the tumah is, the place. Ima ya mina mashkof lifnim. If it's facing inwards, habai tamei hashta kasal kedach. Rashi says again, he stresses the word, kasal kedach. We think. We're speaking here, when does this apply according to Rabbi Yossi? When the tzavar himself hasn't got a tefach. The kam Rabbi Meir, habay tahor. Ukam Rabbi Yossi, im atum unashkof lifnim. That would depend. Afapi she'ein betzavaro, you see, even in his neck, rochav liyot hu ohel. We're talking now when, under circumstance that the dog's throat itself could not be an ohel. It was the cavity is less than a tefach. Hare yesh kan ohel gado, and there is a big ohel. What's the big ohel? Shabayit ma'ahil, and I told you the house is a big ohel on top of this. So the neck isn't an ohel, the house is an ohel. Then it would depend. Rabbi Yossi says only if the tumor is more inside. Ustam chalal hagaron ein bo tefach. See that? And the cavity in the throat itself at the moment is not a tefach. V'havila tumet tamuna. And why? According to Rabbi Yossi, this is now called tumet tamuna because it's less than a tefach. So the tumor is stuck inside this small little area. Then we say mina mashkof lechutz abay tahor sure ein kan, and then we say if it's from the doorpost outside the animal is facing more outside, we say will be tahor. Why she ein kan lo bayit mahil, because the house is in mahil now because it's all out the house with me. Velo ohel tefach sheyeh mamshicha lo toch abayit, and the neck itself isn't a big enough of a tefach to be mahil to make the animal in the house tameh. That's Rabbi Yossi's cholek on Rabbi Meir, when it would depend on the size of the neck. And then he says, right? But if piv lifnim, right? Hold on. Right, so we said, Rabbi Yossi says, lifnim abay tamei mikdashkof lachutz abay tahor. Rashi says, "Piv lifnim v'nakav znavo." I think that is the next. That's later on. Rabbi Elazar or Mehia. Rabbi Elazar, the third opinion says like this: "Piv lifnim abay tahor." If its mouth is inside, but v'nekev znavo lechutz abay, and the nekev znavo, he's been talking about basically like it's anus, right? Tahor im tume b'chutz b'shul hamshacha lo betamidlei she'arei ein derech ma'achal latzet derech apetach nevi mouth ed derech hashulaim nekev hari. Okay. I don't think we have to worry too much about Rabbi Lazar's shita, though, by the way. Because we interested in Rabbi Yossi. We blessed Rabbi Yossi and Yerch Shulam. Okay, Rabbi Yud Omer, Be'meter Omer, Bein Kach U'Bein Kach Abay Tameh. He says, irrespective, either way, the house is Tameh. Look at Rashi there. Piv Lifnim U'Piv Achutz, Bein Tumim Be'Keneg Ramashkov Lichlim U'Bein Achutz, Bein Tzor Rabbi Tevach, Bein Im Tzor Rabbi Tevach, with the Tevach, at Tevach, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Bein Tevach, Akuda Palig, and he argues with everybody, Piv Lifnim Tameh, Vapish Ein Sof, Ola Tzetir Khan, Kesavar, after Knisa, he Motzia Tumata, Inani Pamim, Shaya Maki, Kul Kul Vomit, come to the mouth, blah, blah, okay. So now, let's go back to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi and Chachamim. Ushma mina, right? Now the Gemara says like this. Ben kach uben kach tamei. My love, what's its story? A'ein betzavaro poteach tefach kai, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says specifically, when Rabbi Yossi say his shita over here, that we look, depending if it's at the doorpost, in or out, right? When the neck itself hasn't got a tefach, a cavity of a tefach, like we saw, remember we saw the Rashi, because then he says the house will be mired over it, not the neck itself, it's not my heel, so we depend if it's in the house or out the house. Right? Look at Rashi. My love, a'ein betzavaro tefach Rabbi Yossi. V'amar. De'im tumeh min ha'mashkof filifnim, if the tumeh is inside the house, it is tameh. V'afa bish'ein kan ma'hamshacha metameh lewa mishum sha'bayit ma'hil ala tumeh temuna. We saw that. So that's how we're understanding Rabbi Yossi, that it says, ushma mina tumeh temuna bokat. Now, if the mouth hasn't got a cavity of ohel, the tumor now in the body is in a space less than ohel. The house is mahil. It's inside the house. Why is it tameh according to Rabbi Yossi? Because we have to say what? That the tumor in this area, which is less than a cavity, is tumor temuna. And it's bokat. We just spent from the beginning of the shir, from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines of the previous Amud. And up until here, up until Ditnan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 18 lines proving what?
Ein
Bokat. And we just see now, the contrary of Yossi is Bokat. So that's why the Gemara says, Rami Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. There's a theory in Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rava, Rava says like this now. So Rava says, Amar Rava, look at Rashi here. Rabbi Yossi lav a'ein b'tzabaro tefech kai ulechumra. This is what I'm looking for. He says, no. When Rashi made the point of saying twice, kasal kadatach, I think that we understand Rabbi Yossi speaking about what? That in the neck of the animal there isn't a cavity of a tefach. And therefore, it's tumah temuna. Says Rava, no. Rabbi Yossi is not talking about a case where there isn't a cavity. Why? Dahatam afilu tumah bifnim. Because in such a case, even if the tumah was inside the house, habayi tahor, the bite would be tahor. Why? Because if there was a cavity where there isn't a cavity in the house, then tumah temuna. And Rabbi Yossi says, ein bokat. So it can't be. He says there's no steer in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says ein bokat. And therefore, when we understood up until now that Rabbi Yossi was cholek on Rabbi Meir said, even if there isn't a cavity, right, it's tamer. Rabbi Yossi on that didn't argue as he goes with Rabbi Meir. We discuss it with isn't a cavity. And he said it would be tamer. It can't be. Ella ayesh betzabaro poteach petach kai ulekula. Says no. We're also discussing a case where what? Rabbi Meir is machmir. Rabbi Meir says even if there isn't a cavity in the neck, we put the skin of the neck and the bones of the neck and hold them together. Don't get a measurement on the outside of a tefach. It works. Rabbi says no. Only if the cavity in the neck inside is a tefach would work. The kar Rabbi Meir ohel hatzavar mamshich hatum lebayit hoil veroch for tefach. He's only to be over there. Avapish ein chalot tefach. Even isn't a chalot tefach. Okay. Amar leir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says no. Oinet chalal hatuma. Let's look at the cavity. Chalal hatzavar, what's in the neck. Im yesh b'chalot tefach, if it's a tefach, mamshich, then it works. V'im lav, eno mamshich. And now, when we said over here, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, ro'in mikeneged ha-maskof, those words in the Mishnah there, we look at what's going on over here. V'hai ro'in et hatuma, says Rashi, when we said ro'in, lav ro'in et mekom shchivat hatuma. We don't look at where the tumor is lying. The amakom shechivata lo chashin. We don't care where it's lying. The lo shanilan im bebayit im lachutz lebayit. If it's half in the house or half out the house, she'ein tumat habayit erim yishum hamshacha. Because that only works because of ohel. Remember, hamshacha is ohel, right? It pulls it in. Ele ro'in et chalalaka. When he says ro'in, it doesn't mean ro'in im keneged hamashkof if in or out. Ro'in over there means we look at the halal. And now we understand, could it say a sefer? And then he says, we look at the halal, and we see if it's got a halal or not. And then the Mishnah says with Rabbi Yossi, imike ramashkof, and if nimuchule, milta achi, there's a different discussion altogether. The Rav is saying to us, that there's something missing here from this Mishnah. When Rabbi Yossi said, ro'in, right, ro'in, we look at the cavity, the size of the cavity, and this issue over here of menegah maskov in out the house is something else altogether, says Rava. Right? And then the Gemara carries on and says, is that clear? It's clear, right? Right? Rabbi Yossi betarti palig. Rabbi Yossi argues on both altogether. What does he argue on? Ukam Rabbi Meir, and he said to Rabbi Meir, one, the kamad ki yesh betzavro poteach tefach, that when you say Rabbi Meir, even if there isn't the halal tefach, just the neck is a tefach, Anan batar chalal, we don't agree with you. I go after the chalal, the cavity. And the second thing was, ukedeka amart, when you said, look at Mishra Rashas there, the bet there, right? Ala askufa, kulo tame, if it's on the threshold, it's all tame. I say, no. Mikeneged askuf, ulifrima by tame, if it's on the mashkuf and facing the house, then it's tame. Mikeneged askuf, luchutza by tahor, it's outside. Which is cholak Rabbi Meir, both on the where it is and the size of the cavity. So now we're back to Rabbi Yossi saying, Eino boka'at tumecha. Okay. Now, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Mati da behedya. He says, Rabbi Acha, Bar Hadya says this before us. Rabbi Yossi omer, ro'in et chalal hatuma. He's got a brighter. That says before us. Rabbi Yossi says, we look at the chalal. What interests us is the size of the cavity. So now the Gemara says, new used to give. It's related, but new. Uman Tana. Who is the Tana? Look at Rashi. Uman Tana de l'Elon, daf kuf kef kafe. Yesterday's daf, we said like this. The Hanogea beke chatzi zayit. Remember, if you're holding the one chatzi zayit over here. But the varachir mahila lava chatzi zayit. Or if you're standing over a chatzi zayit, or a chatzi zayit over you, remember? We had that yesterday. Hanogea beke chatzi zayit, but the varachir mahila lava. Chatzi zayit tahor. Right, we said they're tahor. Diktani tahor, we said that you are tahor. That was on kuf kaf hayamud bet. The law of mitzaref, we said that these two chatzai tumas don't mitzaref join up. Al memaga v'ohel lav chad shemahu. But we said Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that it's the same name. Remember, Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that Rabbi Yossi omer malei tarvad rekem metame b'maga u'masa v'ohel. Remember, he said that that spoonful of the dust is metame either touching or with ohel or with noseh. And we said that Mahil and Maga was the same thing, remember? And now we're saying here it's Tahor. So who is the person who argues with Rabbi Yossi? Right? And Rabbi Yossi, the carrier of Ohel, because Rabbi Yossi called Ohel Maga. Who's Cholek Rabbi Yossi? That's our Gemara's question now. Going back to yesterday's story, who's connected? The Paligare, who's Cholek on him? Look at the Shittim Akubetet Yagimo. Rabbi Yossi, right? He says here, demand, man tan the Palig alay de Rabbi Yossi. He adds in the Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Yeah, we are Robert. I said just to wait. We got there almost there, right? Few minutes, right? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, right? What does Rabbi Shimon say? Shalosh Tumot. There are three types of tumors. Por short bin amet. That come separate from the mate. Listen to this. Amazing the fluff of the mate. How the Gemara's logic works here. Shtayim b'chol achat u'shlishit en bahen. There are three types, but in any given type of tumah, they're two out of the three. Okay? There are three definitions, there are three types of mate. We know what they are. There's maga, masai, and ohel, right? Maga, masai, and ohel. Either touching it, either carrying it, or mahil, right? Covering it in an area. Ve'eluhain. Melo tarvad rekev. We've got this spoonful of ashes, of dust. Ve'etzem kesora, and the din. These are all, I think, by the way, halochon moshim isinat, if you've seen it wrong the way. There's a malat tarvad rekev. You've got a spoonful of this dust. Bimetame. The etzem, we know that a bone is kesora. Even a smaller than sora is metame. The golel v'dofek. What's golel v'dofek? Rashi avia. The golel v'dofek. Golel ze kisu elon of a coffin. It's the upper covering. The daf, that's the golel. Right? Daf shelotin alamet. And dofek ze daf anitan betzidav. The side. The wall on the side of the coffin. Rabbeinu Noam Mikra. We live from a pasuk. Right now, those that go on the dofek are also metame. So we've got three things here. We've got the malat tarvad rekev, the etzem kesora, the bone, and this and the walls of the coffin. Now, what? How does each one work? Malat tarvad rekev, the spoonful of tame of dust metame b'masav ohel. It works on masa if you're carrying it, and ohel if it's inside an ohel. The eino metame b'maga. We learned that yesterday. Why? Remember we saw yesterday, why isn't Metame B'maga? Why? Because we said each one is a grain of its own. If you touch the one side, you haven't touched the other side. Therefore, you can't have, you haven't got a kazayit when you're doing tumah of maga. But when you're carrying it, you're carrying the whole amount of kaf. And when you, not a kazay, but the whole measure. And when you mahil, you mahil on the whole measure. Okay? Makes sense, right? But not a maga. The Gemara says, v'hechan maga'o. And where is this maga'o? Rashi puts it, al shomate. It says there, bechat mehen, or one of the other two, right? We've got etzen, it's one of the other two. Look at Rashi, bechat mehen. Bechol achat be'elu ashtayim anotarot. So either on the dofen and golel, or the tarvat. There you've got maga, but here we've got masa and mahil. Etzen kesora, that halachic, halachan moshu sina of a bone, metame, the size of a hair. Metame b'masa, also b'masa, you carry it, or b'maga. The eino metame ba'ohel. Interesting, yeah. Hey? Kesora, 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 barley, yeah. Barley grain. What did I say? Like a hair grain. It's a mistake I've made since you've known me, right? But a barley grain, the size of a barley grain, right? The eino metame ba'ohel. See this? Eino metame ba'ohel. Right. It was maga masai, yes, and not ba'ohel. V'heichan o'alo. So where does oil come into play? Bechat mehen on the other two. Now we've got golel v'dofek, the coffin part, metame b'maga uv'ohel, v'eino metame b'masa. If you carry it, doesn't matame you, only matame by touching or by ohel. So we've got three different tumas. We've got kaf, the tarvad rekev, is only on masa and ohel. We've got etzem kesora is not ohel, only maga and is maga and masa. Sorry, rekev is ohel and masa and not maga. Etzem kesora is only maga and masa and not ohel. And this dog, the golel and the dofek, right, is not be masa, only be ohel and maga. Okay, that's it. Lachem asoy mechad behen. Interesting aloha that, eh? That was quite interesting. Okay, is that brought la aloha, by the way? I don't see any aloha signals on here.
According to notes, it's more. Those are only three examples.
Yeah, Rashi brings a whole lot more. I left out this Rashi. Look at this Rashi. Right. look at Rashi very quickly. Go to the very first Rashi there. Tumot harbei poshot min hamet. Rashi says, yeah, there are plenty tumors that are poshot min hamet. Kegon, kezayit basar, like an olive level of meat. Veshidra, and it's whole, the spinal column. Vegulgolet, chelo chasaro, and if it's the head, which is not missing anything, like a complete head. Verova atzamot, and a rova kav, we said, of bones. Umelotor vadrekev, and here is our case now. Veetzem kesora, our case now. Verova minyan vabinyan, right? Ela, shalosh tumot, posho imenu, sheshavot pedavar. Right? So every day, three of these that are similar. זה שיש בכל אחד שתיים מתומתו שומת, או מגע או מסע ולא אוהל, או מגע ולא מסע, או מסע ואוהל ולא מגע, והשלישית אין בה. I said, ever, of all those types that come out of the body, there are three that have got these three characteristics between them, but what's unique to these three, that there are only two out of three in each one. That's why, they're not really, I think, he's probably talking about all of those things. So that's why, but I don't know why there's no halacha, yeah? The question is this aloha? Is it aloha that etzem kesora eno mahil? I don't know, because up until now we actually saw in the Gemara the other day, one of our questions was that we had etzem kesora, and why wasn't it mahil? Okay, let's look it up. All right, let's carry on. Maybe if someone listened to the shir, they'll let me give me an answer. Okay. So now, kolit nevela v'kolit hasheret. Go back to the Mishnah. Okay, let's discuss this now. Kolit nevela v'kolit hasheret. Remember what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah here on Kuf Kaf? Hey, we had Kufkav Dal at the bottom. We said Kolita mate, and then we've been discussing up until now. Then we said, right, we said, and then we had and Kolita mate, Kolita Mugdashin, and then we said Arugaben Bain Stumin Bain Nukumin Pitame. Then Kolit Nevela and Kolita Sheretz, the bone of a Nevela or bone of a Sheretz, right? If you it then has to be Nakuv, remember, it has to have holes in it to be able to be Tame. Because even though you don't have to actually touch the marrow inside the bone, you have to be able to touch the marrow. Remember that? And we said, even if it's a little hole, if you can stick a hair through it, it's still considered metame. All right. So that's the Mishnah. We got a brighter. And the brighter says here, benivlata. Right? Benivlata, you have to actually have to touch the meat. Velo bekolit stuma. And not if it is a sealed bone. Like the Moses says, yachol afilu nikva. Maybe even if it's nikva, even if it's got holes, you should still be tahor, only if you actually touch the meat. Tamud lomar hanogeya yitma. Look at Rashi there. Yachol afilu nikva, delo have tamay, yuri mitame. Tamud lomar hanogeya yitma, yud yetayra darish. No, because it says hanogeya yitma. From the yud there, it says that even if you don't touch it, but you could have touched it. That's something from the redundant yud. Etchef shaliga, that you only have to be able to touch it. Vechef shaliga, even you tamay, vechef shaliga tahor. In words, doesn't have to actually be touching, you just have to be able to touch it. Now, I've said this before, and it might not be exactly the same, but I always like to remind ourselves. Remember, we learned as well when it came to blila. Remember mixing the korban of the mincha? And we said, if it's more than shishim, remember? We said, etara'ui livlo blila eino ma'akev, etara'ui livlo blila ma'akev. Remember? If you're able to do blila, mix in the oil into the, if it's enough of amount of mincha, that the oil is nivlao bifnim, even if you didn't do blila, it isn't ma'akev. But if you had too much flour, that you wouldn't have been able to do blila even if you did it, and you didn't do blila, then blila would be ma'akev. Remember? So we see in halacha That sometimes you don't have to do things. You just have to be able to do them as if you did it. If you weren't able to do it, but you didn't do it, it would be ma'akev. Are you with me? Even there, we said blila. We said that blila is when do we do blila? We had to have a kli, which was I think it was shishim. It was a shishim something. With the kli there, remember we had there was what up to shishim. Right for an omer, right? It was a shishim, and if it was more than that, if you put in a bigger amount, then the oil wouldn't have been nivlal bifnim. So if you had more flour, then it would be pasul the korban because you didn't do blila. But if you could have done blila, if it was up to shishi, and you didn't do blila, then the fact you never did blila didn't pasul the korban because you could have done blila. The fact you didn't do it is irrelevant. But if you weren't able to do blila and you didn't do blila, right? And even if you had it, it wouldn't have worked. The fact you never did it is the reason why you can't do it. So a similar idea over here, right? You got the
similar concept of the covenant.
Similar concept, if it is or if it isn't, right? In other words, irrespective of whether it does, with the fact that you didn't take it out the house, the fact that it would have had to go through the house, exactly, same idea. So according to verse 6, the Gemara says, Talmud Omar Yitma, et she'efshali t'gat tamei, et she'efshali t'gat amalei rav zeru labaya. He says, okay, he says, if that's the case, elamata, behema, ba'ora. If you've got an animal, fully, it hasn't flayed it yet, it's a dead animal, and it's still in its skin. Now, the skin for our purposes would be what? A shomer, right? So, therefore, Lord Titama, if you touch this nevela, you shouldn't be, he has a cow, a dead animal, a nevela, right? You shouldn't be tamei tumat maga. Look at Rashi. Behema tochora calls man shelohuf shita klal. You haven't taken any skin off. It's fully clothed animal. Lo titama wa da'if shali gav basa. Because why? You can't actually touch his meat. So every time you can't touch his meat, it's ef shali ga. If it's ef shali gaat, then you shouldn't be tamei if you touched it. Because when do we say touching the bone that's a sealed bone is tamei? If you were able to touch it, if it's got a hole, if it was completely sealed, and you touched it, you aren't tamei because you weren't able to touch the meat. If you had a hole, if you never touched the meat, you'd be touching the bone, you're still tamei. Yeah, touching the animal's skin. You aren't touching the animal's meat. You can't get, there's no hole. Right? So look what he answers him. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Kamachut, he says, Amara Papa Elame Ata. He says, no, sorry, I've lost the place. Oh, he says, Puk Chazi, go outside and check. How many holes the animal's got? Look at Rashi. The skin doesn't really cover the whole body. You can stick your hand into his mouth, you touch the meat, through his eye, touch the meat, through its bum, and you touch the meat. Anywhere you go, you can touch the meat. Right? So he says, okay, I'm going to Papa Rava, that's the case. Kulia bechelva. Kulia here is the liver, right? The klayot. Kulia bechelva is kidney, sorry, thank you. What's a liver? Kaved. Right, the kilia, a kidney, thank you. Bechelva, covered in chaylev, completely surrounded by chaylev. Now we've got an interesting one. The chaylev is basically acting completely surrounding it. The chaylev itself is not tamei. It's asur, but it's not tamei. Right? Bechelot titama. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Chaylev, Rashi, eno tamei. Kirtiv yase lekol melacha, v'tanim v'gemara, lechol sha'a b'psachim melacha. We see with kochi that you can do whatever, you can use it basically even for gavoa. Therefore, chaylev is not tamei. She says, "Tochazi kama chutim shechinim." He says, "No, you know what? Go outside and take that kidney, and look at the kidney, and you'll see how many strands of meat are coming out of the chaylev. And we know that the strand is good enough, and you can touch it. Now, that's the thing he says is completely sealed, right? So, by Rav Oishia, chishev aleh. Here comes again, chishev aleh lenokva. You got this bone, which is a sealed bone, but you intended to actually make a hole in it for some reason." The law nikva, but you never actually made the hole. So now mahu, what's the case? Mechusar nikeva kemechusar maasid ami. The fact that it hasn't yet got the hole. Is that taka you're saying, look, it hasn't got the hole, it hasn't got the hole, and therefore, it hasn't got a hole, and as if you never made the hole, and therefore it is tahor? Or lo? Or maybe no, maybe the fact that I intended to make the hole, for all intents and purposes, I treat this bone as if it's already got a hole. Ah, I never made a hole, it doesn't matter, but I intended to have a hole. Hadar Pashta, he came back and he answered himself. Right? Rav Oishia answered the question himself. Mechusa nekeva, lav k'mechusar matam. He says, in fact, you made the hole, doesn't make a difference. You intended to make the hole, you made the hole. Now, we're running out of time here, but it would be a lack of integrity if I never showed you that there is another way to learn the sugya. Look very quickly at Shulchan Aruch Betzit here. At the hay of Shulchan Aruch Betzit. Go to Shulchan Aruch Betzit there. Hay. Because we just learned now that he was, Rav Oshia answered the question himself and said, no, the fact that you had intentions, that's already good enough. The other fact you never made the hole, it's even made a hole. Look at there, he says, Hara Pashta Mechusa Kavim Kamechusa Dami. He says, no, Kain Tzarich Lomar. The shita he puts there is that it's Kamechusa Dami. It is as if you haven't got a hole. But the fact that you never made the hole doesn't help us. He says, Venira Bena Shekach Nimta Mepiska Harav Yoshe Mitrani. He says, and so too I found that Rav Yoshe Mitrani Paskin this way. He said, "Ubekatzat svarim yeshanim," but there are some books, right? Lo nimtza hadar pashta klal, that this line over here of hadar pashta mechusnek doesn't feature at all. V'kach hayta girsto shel Rambam zal. That's how the Rambam had it. That it didn't end off at all. Ayam pakshe milchot shara modim lachot. V'atosvot korsinan kegirsan harim mitrani zal. So ever that the Tosfot seem to answer like in the other way around. The Tosfot's version is that Rav Oshia answers and says, it is as if you haven't got a hole, and therefore it would be tahor. Okay? That's the three ways of learning that sugya. Either it is, or it isn't, or that question doesn't exist, or that answer doesn't exist at all. Okay, new Mishnah. Beitzer asher etzamaru kemet. Now we're going to, honestly, I have to warn you, right? There's an adult warning over here, that this is wild stuff. And the Gemara is now going to start discussing things which I think we know today don't exist. Okay, so we'll go through it quickly, because it's Torah here, Lom in the Tzrich, and it's written, and we'll go through it. It is Lom Desiya in the Sugya, but in a few moments, you'll see what I'm talking about. Beitzer HaSheretz HaMeru Kemet Tehora. If you've got an egg of a sheretz, right? Rashi says, yeah, sheretz shu metil beitzim. For example, like a tzav, right? Or a leta'ah, the lizards, or all those reptiles, the chomet, right? They have eggs. So if you've got Meru Kemet, shenolad ba efroach. In other words, the egg is still closed, but the Ephroach, the baby is already born inside the egg. Okay, so basically this is a Tumat Nevela. Even though if the moment the egg pops out, it's quite interesting, because the moment that this baby in the egg pops out of the egg, no longer a Nevela. It becomes a living animal. But while it's in the egg, even though it's born already, it's a Nevela. Interesting then, eh? You with me? Right. Right, this is like this. Beitzer Asher Tzamaru Kemet Tehora. Nikva Koshehu. It's like a little hole in the egg. It hasn't come out the egg yet, but like it's such a hole in the egg. Tamei. It is Tamei. Look at Rashi. Nikva Koshehu Tamei. Af Api Shelo Naga. Right? Ele Beklipa. You only touch the clipper. Shea Shomer Motzi Tuma. See that? The Shomer Motzi Tuma. Now, just out of interest, if this little animal inside was less than a kazayit, would the Shomer Motzi Tuma? We said a Shomer of an Avela, Motzi, but doesn't mitstaref, remember? Remember that? That was in that Mishkuf Yitzai. Remember that? Important there. Doesn't make a difference. We're talking now if it's less than a Kazayit, we saw in the Mishnah it said over here, or Varot Vakipa Allah Vatsuva Gidi Vakaran Vatlafaim, mitstarfin the Tamit Ruch of Allah Tumat Nevelot. Tumat Nevela doesn't mitstaref. So if that little animal was less than a kazayit, even though there was a shomer around it and you touched it, it wouldn't be tame, but it wouldn't be a kazayit. And the shomer doesn't help in a nevela. That's just on the side. A sheretz is a nevela. Right? Okay. So now, this is over here, based on Shem, we're going to Nikva Koshu Tame. Achbar, now here comes the interesting one. Achbar Shechetzio Basar, which is half meat. The chetzio adama, half ground, sand. Right? Now, how can a mouse be half ground, half sand? Hanogab basar tame. If you touch the meat part of it, you tame. If you touch the land part of it, you tahor. If you remember, we'll see in a second what it means. Okay, Gemara. Tarabanan. The brighter, Gemara means a brighter. Hatmeim. Why does the pasuk say hatmeim? Right? It says, Eile hatmeim lachem b'chol asheret chol anogab. Why is it the hay? Right, rabot beitzer asheretz v'kulit asheretz. Include the egg and the bone. Shechol afilu rikma. Maybe even if it hasn't yet rikma, not even if it's still based just an egg. Tumud of b'na hasheretz. Ma sheretz sherakam Af Bezra Sheret Shirikma. It has to be, at least, it has to be Rikma. It has to be, you know what, maybe they're alive. Maybe I'm talking rubbish here. Maybe if the Sheret is already, if the bird's already a fully fledged lizard inside the egg, hasn't popped out, it wouldn't be Tameh. Maybe it's only Shirikma that if you opened up the egg, you'd see it already had started growing. And that's what Rikma here means. Any notes on that, by the way? Suddenly think I'm talking nonsense here. All right.
Which tissue of an embryo developed?
There we are. So its tissue has developed, but it's not alive, like I said.
But it's closed. The egg is
right, but it's closed. It was closed. But I said earlier on that even if it was a fully fledged insect, a lizard inside the egg, it hasn't yet popped out, it would be a novella.
Yeah,
but maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't be a novella. You know what? No, it's worth checking. Okay. Maybe if you haven't yet touched it, if you haven't yet made a hole in it, we've seen before. And if you're able to touch it, it's tamei. If you're able to touch it, it's tamei. If you haven't made a hole in it, it isn't tamei. How big does a hole have to be? As small as a hair breadth. Because you can touch, you can stick a hair into it. Okay. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah that we already learned. Achbar shechetzio, a half a mass. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, v'hu shehishritz al penei kulo. Look here, v'hu shehishritz. Look at Rashi. V'hu shehishritz al penei kulo. Right in the middle of the big Rashi is there. Chetzio al penei. Right? Kulo. Look at this. There's a shittim akubetet there of Yud Zayin. It says like this. Chetzio al penei kulo, kol or kol shel sheretz. Miroshov adragdav. In other words, the sheretz at the moment, when you're looking at the sheretz, now the Gemara is talking about a sheretz, this mass, that is created out of the ground. Okay? They believe that certain things came out of the ground. So there was sand, and the sheretz was created out of the sand. They're looking at this mass, and it's basically half a mass. The head to the tail, but half. And the other half is still sand busy being created. Okay? So that is Tameh. The Machlok of the Mishnah between Rabbi Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda was, if you touch the sand of here, is that Tameh? That's what we're discussing. Right? That's what Rashi says, that it's half the orech, miroshov adraglav, kumar shematza, shemitzad echad huna se basar. Lachi Tameh im nagar basar, the chashiv sheritzu. Okay? So now, we'll go through this quickly. There's no. Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afalo Gabbana Ma'ashir Levas Tameh. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, who is Rabbi Kulu? That he's talking about Rabbi Yehuda's portion. Right? Mind the Matla Reisha, Koshka Sever, Mind the Matla Sever, Abba Reisha, Afa Gabbana Yishritz. Like I said, depending on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, Rabbi Yishak, Terebana. Mitoch Shene Mar Achbar. So the Gemara Sedakas brings a brighter. But the fact that we call it an Achbar, Shomea Ani Afudu Achbar Shebaya, maybe even it's a water-bound mass. I'm not sure what that is, but I suppose that there are achbarim, but also like rats that live in the water as well, right? Sheshmu achbar, those are called the shmu achbar. So is it only the land? Because it says, Hu shesheretz al aretz, hasheretz al aretz. The pasuk says, Vehu vezelachem atamei besheretz hasheretz al aretz. So it doesn't say only sheretz al aretz, but if it's in the water, it's not an achbar or not. The Gemara says, Vedina v'kavachomer, timei v'chulda v'timei v'achbar. Let's see, what's chulda? Chulda like a big rat or a mouse. He says, so therefore, it appear from here that if we learn a kavachomer from a chulda, and it appears that chulda, there aren't water-based chuldas. There are water-based mouse, but not rats. Or kelech, maybe go the other way around. Timei v'chulda v'timei b'achbar. Maybe just like we've been talking about chulda v'achbar. Ma chulda, kol shma chulda. Anything that's called a chulda we've been talking about. Av achbar, kol shma achbar. Anything that's called a mouse would be achbar. Av achbar sheba yam sheshmu achbar. Even a water-based mouse is called a mouse. Tamud lomar ala aretz. But says no, only ala aretz. The Gemara says now. I ala aretz, yachol aretz yitma, yarad la yam lo yitma. Now let's take a mouse that's on the aretz. You can tell me now, if it's saying aretz, while it's on the aretz, it's tamei, it steps into the water, lo yitma, it won't become tamei. Talmud lomar, hashoretz. What do you mean, hashoretz? Kol makom she shoretz. Anywhere it's shoretz. I'm going to carry on with tomorrow.